a name tag.
Oh, can someone do pens over here?
Sorry, I might need help with that. So my lesson tonight, I'll go ahead and let you guys get started. We did this with a few people, a lot less. You'll have to excuse me, but I'm very nervous. But every morning when we get up in the morning, at one part of our day, we find ourselves in front of the mirror. And usually we're not too fine with our pep talk for the day. Like, oh, you're terrible, your hair looks terrible, you're worthless, you need to lose weight, you know, you need to gain weight, or whatever your case may be. And then you're wondering, why is my whole day ruined? Why is it like this dark cloud's following me? Well, we started tearing ourselves down at the very beginning. So I would like for you, kind of this type say, hello, my name is, don't put your name. I would like one word, a negative word that the devil tells you at some point in your life or every day. One negative word, worthless, stupid, whatever it is. One negative word I want you to put on your name tag. We will get on that in a minute. The rest of the activity right now, I'd just like you to write that down, please. So if someone were to tell you, these things that you've told yourself this morning, you're stupid, you're worthless, you're dumb, you know, you're not beautiful, all these other things, you're ugly, that would be considered bullying. However, when we say it to ourselves, it's fine for some reason. And guilty. Done it, you know, several times in the mirror. I'm like, what in the world? You know, what is wrong with you? Why do you keep failing this thing? Why is, you know, you can't seem to get victory over this thing? Why are you such a failure? So we can talk to ourselves that way and it seems to be okay. If someone else was to tell you, I'm worthless, I'm this, not the other, we would stop them. No, no, you're not. You know, don't say that, that's not nice. But again, we can talk this to ourselves negative all day long. And of course, the devil wants you to believe these things. And for some reason, the negative is easier to believe than the positive. So I can say, I'm worthless, I'm a failure, I'm never going to get this. And I'll believe that over someone saying, you're amazing, you're talented, you can do this. For some reason, it's just easier to believe the negative. And you're the only one that ever feels this way. That is one of the biggest lies of the devil. And I think we did this actually last time. Several had mentioned, wow, I did not know other people felt this way. And in saying that, I've had my own journey with depression. And the most amazing part of it is the people that I come in contact with. People I cross paths with, I met with, or got forced to meet with because of different things that happened in my life. And you find out, I am not the only one that feels this way. These other people feel that they have this front, that they're just amazing and they've got it going on. And inside, they're falling apart, just like me. I mean, that's kind of good news that you are not alone. That's not good news, falling apart. But the nice thing is to know that you're not alone. We all struggle with a lot of the same stuff. We don't tell each other that because that's a secret. We don't want other people to know that we're not very good at something or that we think we're incapable of something. We don't want people to know that. So we kind of keep that a secret, so therefore we definitely feel like we are all alone. So of course we all have feelings, and so you're going to fail because you're human. We're not robots, we're not computers, and they even fail. They have failed me many, many times. So they even fail. So we are going to fail at some time. That does not mean you're a failure. It means you fail at something. And if you look at a lot of the great people in history, they failed multiple times. And the main thing that made them so great is they said, let's do it again. Let's do something different. Let's mix it up. Let's figure out how to make this work. Instead of, well, I'm just too stupid. And I think Abraham Lincoln's the one that comes to mind right now, that he had, I forget how many times they said, he had tried to run for president, or even in the Senate, to get up to the president, and failed so many times. Most people would be like, that's not for me then. But he persevered, and he was a great man and did great things. So in our journey, ours is a little different than yours, because I'm a little bit older, just a minute, next minute. But I have become a foster parent, something I said I'd never become. And that has been very, very eye-opening for me. These children that have come into contact with me, parents that I have come in contact with that have these children, they are being told, you are worthless, you are stupid, you are a mistake, I'm sorry I had you. And I know one girl that was a 12-year-old, and her mom said, you're too much trouble, and I never want you again. Baggage that these kids are going to have to deal with, and then they're put in a home of strangers, and I can pretty much say that none of us are foster kids here tonight. And so that you, at some point, have had people in your life, hopefully, that have said positive things to you. I don't know your home life, but I'm hoping if it's not your parents, if your home life's not good, that there's maybe your Sunday school teacher, your youth leader, your pastor, a friend, someone has said something positive to you and not turned you away like you are nothing.
Right.
And so, you know, this is a burden that's placed on these children at a young age that don't know how to combat with positive affirmations. So as you get older, you learn about positive affirmations. And Sister Sherry's talked about it before. When we've had new pupils before, we hear some negativity. And she's like, all right, two positives for your one negative comment. Sometimes that's hard. You're like, the sun's out. I don't know, you know? And so I can find, when I'm Googling, all kinds of negative words. I can come up with lists and lists. I'm trying to find positive words, and I'm at multiple sites. And I'm like, why is it so hard to find more positive words? This is crazy. But we live in a... seems to be a negative-driven atmosphere sometimes. And so I think about, like, when a toddler's learning to walk, mine's already accomplished that, but when we're teaching them and they fall down, we don't say, well, you're pretty dumb. You didn't pick it up. You're never going to walk, so just don't even try. No, we sit there and say, come on, get up. You can do it. Come on, I got my hands out. I'm going to catch them. You know, we encourage them. We don't tell them how dumb they are and they're just going to sit in the toddler chair forever. And so the same thing with ourselves. If we fall down for one thing, we need to not be like, well, I'm just pretty worthless. I'm never going to be a Christian because I failed at this. You know, that's, I'm just pretty dumb. That's not going to happen. And that's not the case. You know, you're going to fall down multiple times. And sometimes over the same thing. I feel like I trip over the same thing. And I'm like, why can I not see this and keep tripping over this, right? But you will eventually get victory over it. It's possible. Many times, when you think about, I think about high school. My members of high school stunk. It was, they were mean. Kids were mean. And I didn't like it. I was the weird girl that wore skirts, sat at the table by herself. And kids were mean. And I didn't like it. But I thought about, I was in gym class one day, and this chunky boy decides to inform me about my weight issue in some very not nice terms. And I thought, really? And it's kind of odd that I thought, at that time, it was devastating. Like, how dare he say that to me? That's horrible. He's home. He knows I'm doing himself. But now, looking back, what was his home life like? And what was he being told? Was he being told that morning, you're worthless, and you're stupid, and you're dumb? And I think, you know, maybe it was a deflection, because we do that a lot. Well, I'm fat, so if I make fun of this person fat, then I am okay. The tension's off me. And so, as an adult, I'm able to look back at that. In high school, I thought, I can't wait to get out of here and be done with it. So many students that you go to school with are carrying luggage.
Right.
And so Sherry made a comment, I think she's meeting young people, and I think we'll teach our lesson on it, about our backpacks of life and how we all carry different stuff in our backpacks. So we're all Church of God youth, but we're all carrying different backpacks. Maybe we have a disability. Maybe we have a rough home. Maybe we have, you know, we're battling depression. Maybe there's something that nobody knows that we're going through. And so you can't measure yourself against each other. And I have learned, well, I don't know if I've learned, I'm trying to learn about not measuring myself against other people. I have a little boy and I have one, and I feel like I am exhausted. And I look at these moms that have four, and I'm like, what is wrong with me? Well, for one, I'm 40. But nonetheless, I can't judge against them. They don't have the same thing. They don't have, maybe their child's calm. Maybe he doesn't climb on everything. Or you know, maybe they have older siblings that can help pull them off everything where it's just me running all the time. So you can't compare what you're going through to somebody else is going through. And it's also nice to keep in mind when someone may be acting out, when someone may be shying away from the youth group, when someone may not be reaching out, when they're off to themselves, the outcast. It's not because they're weird and they don't want to be friends. Maybe you should reach out to them. Maybe there's something in their backpack that's weighing them down. And they just can't be friendly right now. Maybe they just don't know how to reach out to you, and they feel like an outcast. So if you see that one sitting at the lunch table alone, like I was a lot, maybe reach out to them and say, hey, come sit with me. It won't kill you, I promise. And you might find that that could be your bestest friend in the whole world. So many students, again, back to that, they're carrying luggage. And they come from bad home life, drugs, alcohol, things that you don't even understand. And so that explains a lot in high school of things that are happening that we just don't know. Homes that are just a mess. Some kids are homeless. Some kids are living in their car and going to school. And you don't know that. They're not going to tell you that. But to help others, it's been told to me 1,000 times, you have to help yourself. So if I believe all these bad things about myself, and I am all down on myself, and I'm walking up this dark cloud of misery, I'm not going to be able to help you when you're down. I'm not going to be like, oh, you're awesome. I'm going to be like, you know what? Life stinks. And then you're going to think life stinks. So that's not helpful. So to help others, we need to help ourselves.
Right.
So when we do this, I want you to be very honest with your name tag. Nobody's judging. I promise. And the nice thing about this is that it's a feeling. So it's not right. It's not wrong. It just is. So we're going to start, and then we're going to nail them to the cross. And that's what we have to do with our negative things that the devil tells us. If we keep them in there, keep adding and keep adding, someday they're going to erupt, and it's not going to be a pretty picture. So we have to nail them to the cross. Today, devil, you say I'm worthless. I'm not. I'm not going to believe this lie anymore. So let's start putting and bring your tag. See the same word up here multiple times?
Failure.
Yeah. Anybody see your word up here maybe multiple times? You're not the only one that felt that way. I found this. I tried to do a PowerPoint tonight. Did not work out so well. So, hopefully you can see this. The glow is what we are. The shadow is what we think we are. And I thought that was really good. The glow is what we are. The shadow is what we think we are. And so if we believe that we're the shadow, and we're going to live like we're the shadow. So the devil, these are all lies. These are all lies. As I look at people coming up saying they're ugly, I'm thinking, wow, what? You've got to be kidding me, right? Unwanted, how can they feel this way? Again, no judgment. As the devil makes you feel that way. And he would love for you to believe these lies, because what happens if you do, then you're going to believe another one and another one. And that's why we see teen suicide. That's why we see kids in distress. We see cutting. We see all kinds of things happening because people believe this. And the devil wants us to believe it, and unfortunately, it's a little too easy to believe. So tonight, we're going to nail it to the cross. Now, I know some of you aren't from here, but Sister Karen does the crucifixion story every year, but this year, because we were all home. But she does the crucifixion story. She does a good job depicting how horrible a death that Christ died on the cross. And so I thought today, as I was writing my notes, did he die on the cross so that we would feel like a failure? He gave all. He was beaten beyond recognition. He was innocent. Was it for us to feel these things? Absolutely not. He died a horrible death, and he suffered so much for us that we should never feel that we're worthless. That is definitely of the devil. He found each and every one of us worthy to die for us. So he didn't say, I'm dying for the king because he's worthy, and his family because they're important. I died for the one when he came in lowly in the birth of a stable. I'm thinking any of us were born in a stable. He came into the lowliest of births and died one of the most horrible of deaths to show that he is in for everyone. He wasn't too good. He wasn't too low. He was there for everyone. He died for me. He thought I was worthy enough. He died for you. He thought you were worthy enough. You're a child of the king, and so as you have nailed this negative thought to the cross that the devil has handed you and hounds you with, you're going to now come up and you're going to pick up an affirmation. And we will start right with Whitney.
Turn to God.
God's masterpiece.
Made for a purpose. Amazing.
So how much better were those words than the ones we put up on the cross? I would say pretty good. Now, before I handed out scriptures to each and everyone, I didn't know how many would be here. But I do have them if you would like. A bunch of scriptures that say a lot of these words that I just handed you. But I did find one that says, you say, I can't figure it out, and God says, I will direct your steps. You say, I'm too tired. God says, I will give you rest. You say it's impossible. God says, all things are possible. Nobody loves me. God says, I love you. I can't forgive myself. God says, I forgive you. It's not worth it. God said, it will be worth it. I'm not smart enough. God said, I will give you wisdom. I'm not able. God said, I am able. I can't go on. My grace is sufficient. I can't do it. You can do all things. I can't manage. I will supply all your needs. I'm afraid. I have not given you fear. And I feel alone. And I will never leave you. And then I ended the last time with words to a song that Brother Mason and his family sang. And I'm just going to read the chorus to you. Kind of goes along with what we're talking about. It says, nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain and every stain in the mercy flood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree and walk away free when you nail it to the cross.
Amen. Very good.